call the June 12th Sussex County Council meeting to order. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. On the agenda today, we can strike under Robert Stewart, Director of EMS, Paramedic Station Number 104-100. And under executive session, we can strike job applicants' qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition, leaving pending and potential litigation.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Mr. President, could I ask one question? With respect to a future prayer policy, we most likely are going to have to discuss that today in executive session, correct?
Correct.
And the decision on that will have to be made publicly, is that correct?
I defer to our attorney, but I believe that's correct.
If you adopt a policy today, yes, it would. Because any votes on a policy would need to be done in public.
So we will go into executive session after our normal course of business on the agenda. Following that, we will come back here. We will come out of executive session, and there will be a public discussion, motion, second, about the future of our prayer policy, correct?
That may be.
Not
necessarily the case. That may be the case.
If we cannot decide on a prayer policy today, can you tell me what next week looks like?
We are subject to the standing order and the preliminary injunction of the court, which would indicate that there would be no Lord's Prayer next week.
There would be.
Would be no Lord's Prayer next week.
And all this is going to be discussed publicly after executive session?
Possibly. That depends on counsel and what occurs.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have nothing else, Mr. President.
Now, entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. In our packets, last week and this week, we had the minutes of May 22nd and June 5th. Are there any corrections, additions, or changes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it is, Dear Sussex County Council, thank you for your generous donation of $500 for my Girl Scout destination trip. Your support helped me get closer to my goal, and I look forward to sharing my venture with the council upon my return. Sincerely, it looks like Katie Manner. It looks like M-A-N-E-R. That is all.
Does council have any correspondence?
I have
Mr. Phillips.
Something that I would suppose it's correspondence. It's 982 Sussex County residents who have signed a petition in support of the council's prayer. And these petitions have been coming in steady over the last several months.
Which prayer?
Anyone else, council?
What does it say? Which Lord's Prayer or what does it say?
It is a general supportive prayer.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm getting a lot.
Is that correct, Ms.?
Excuse me, go ahead.
Excuse me, just a minute. I don't want to misspeak.
I'd have to pull out one of the petitions just to be 100% sure.
It might be a good idea. We don't have to have it right now, but for the record,
she'll get it.
Check to get that.
Mrs. Deaver, anything else?
I'm getting a lot of calls and emails about a regional plan, Artesian's regional wastewater plan, covering 700 acres just north of Milton, just for your information. It was approved by the old county council in July of 07. And just for your information, I'm getting a lot of calls. And it's a state permit issue at
right.
this point.
Anybody else from council?
I guess I would want to point out that there are many of these folks who support the prayer from Lewis, from Milton, and other parts of Ms. Deaver's district.
Well, good. That's good.
I know that you have indicated you did not hear much from supporters from your district, but I have petitions from those that I'd be glad to share with you.
Well, that's good.
I have a lot of phone calls also. Many, many, many phone calls. Never had one against it. All mine were for keep the prayer.
Anything else from council? Mr. Ross, administrator's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, two items on the administrator's report. Number one, Sussex County Emergency Operations Center cost statistics, May 2012. Attached, please find the cost statistics for fire and ambulance call board for May 2012. There were 15,788 total calls handled in the month of May. Of those 911 calls, 76% were made from wireless phones. And number two, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will hold a meeting to discuss this strategic plan for 2011-2012 on June 20th, 2012 at 1 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Sussex County West Complex on North DuPont Boulevard. This meeting is open to the public. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Al Godwin, wastewater agreement, Ferris Courtyard Subdivision.
Mr. President, members of council, I have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning. This is Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 865. The developer in this case is Mr. John Ferris of Millsboro, Delaware. The location is 1/2 mile north of the intersection of County Roads 350 and 349, and this will become part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving a subdivision of 7 lots. The total system connection charges will be $42,007. We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 10 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $2,594.25, with a proposed construction cost totaling $17,295. I have a motion.
Motion, sir. Please.
Yes, sir. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 865, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and John H. Ferris for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Ferris Courtyard Subdivision located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have one other issue to go over with you, and I'll make it very quick. My weekly legislative report, I'll just hit the highlights of issues that are at hand. House Bill 336, which is a bill that would address our requirement to certify our property assessors, has been tabled in committee. House Bills 278 and 281, which are both bills we've initiated. 278 is our tax interceptor bill, and House Bill 281 is our capitation tax $3 minimum bill. They're both in the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee, and I have not had success in encouraging Senator Marshall, who chairs this committee, to have our bills heard in committee, so I'm going to visit him personally today to find out what we need to do in that regard. I will probably also meet with the other members of that same committee. House Bill 325 was released from the Senate committee last week. Senate Bill 149, which is the Endangered Species Bill, which we discussed briefly last week, has been tabled in committee as well by the sponsor. I spoke with Senators McBride and McDowell about this bill, and they didn't think that this bill would reach the Senate floor for consideration this season.
Good.
Let's see. The only other bill of direct interest to us is House Bill 322, which has passed the House. This bill would enable us to hear appeals on our assessments annually by appointment, rather than requiring our entire board to sit for 15 days without any requests. This bill has passed the House, and it's been assigned to the Senate Community County Affairs Committee, of which I have a very strong relationship and friendship with the members of that committee. I'm expecting that bill to move through the Senate for final approval. That's all my review. Thank you.
Sir. Why was that first one tabled?
336, the assessor's bill. I'm not sure why it was tabled. I can tell you that there was some testimony in the committee hearing that was contrary to our beliefs. What I'm going to do to pursue this bill is I'm going to visit the committee members individually because I think that some of the information given that day was erroneous. The new requirements that we have to live by in our assessment department now are requirements that are of a national nature, which we cannot comply with. They're part of the USPAP standards. The biggest issue for us with this section of the state code is that it would require our assessors to assess properties based on current market value, which we do not use current market value for our tax assessments. The USPAP standards is where this change is found, and the testimony that we heard from a state senator, I might add, in the House chamber didn't align with my belief as to what the USPAP standards will require us to do. So I have to address that issue individually with those folks who testified, then take it back to the committee members individually to get that bill signed out. The safety net that we have here is that we have 3 years to get this law changed. So this would be the end of the first year. If we don't get it done this season, we'll have all of the 147th General Assembly to readdress the same issue.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
Sir.
Mr. Phillips.
I have got a copy of the petition, Mr. President, as requested by Ms. Deaver. To the Sussex County Council members, I am a resident of Sussex County, and this is to show that I am in support of the Sussex County Council keeping the Lord's Prayer as the way to open each and every council session. God bless the men and women of our council.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hicken. Extend runway 422.
Good morning. I've got two items this morning, both having to do with our 500-foot runway extension. The first is a construction award, and the second is a contract amendment with our airport consultant to manage that construction. We opened bids for construction on May 18th. We had six bidders, all very good bids, all a pretty tight group, and had that in your packet on Friday. The low bidder was Mumford & Miller at a price of $3,072,671.50. And if you don't have any questions, I have a motion.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Urban Engineers, Inc., and the engineering department, that Sussex County Project Number 12-06, Extend Runway 422, Package 1, be awarded to Mumford & Miller Concrete, Inc. of Middletown, Delaware, at the bid amount of $3,072,671.50, with award to be contingent upon the receipt of a Federal Aviation Administration grant.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The second item is a contract amendment with Urban Engineers. And I apologize for not getting this into your packets on Friday. We had some last-minute questions that could have affected the price on this, and we actually didn't get finished until about quarter till 9 this morning. But this is for the normal construction management type of things, resident inspector, some testing, some office support, and then there's a survey that's usually not involved with some of these projects that added some cost. The proposed fee is $346,000. As required by the FAA, we did do an independent fee estimate prior to receiving their proposal. Just we had something to compare that with. And the firm of McFarland Johnson did that for us. Their numbers were about 2% different on man hours and about 6% off on the cost. So we think this is a fairly reasonable fee for this.
Is this also grant eligible?
Yes, it is.
Any question of council? You have a motion, sir?
Sure. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves Amendment 11 to the engineering agreement between Sussex County and Urban Engineers, Inc. for for Sussex County Project 12-06, runway 422 extension, package one, construction phase services, which increases the original contract amount by $346,000, contingent upon the receipt of a grant from the Federal Aviation Administration.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Rand Whaley, Housing Preservation Grant.
Good morning, Council. My name is Brad Whaley, and I have Mike Jones with me from the Community Development Office. We're here today to ask the Council's permission to apply for the Housing Preservation Grant. This is something that we've applied for over the years. The Housing Preservation Grant is a U.S. Department of Agricultural program that assists with rural housing issues. Historically, we've applied in conjunction with Kent County. We'll do the application for several years, and then they'll do the application. This grant targets residents who have household incomes at 50% or below the area median income. It's a little bit different from our CDBG program. It's not an ongoing type of program. The funds are released. We put an advertisement in the paper. We have a sign-up day, and residents call us, and we take people on a first-come, first-served basis. That day is normally towards the end of August. And this year we are applying for $50,000 total, and that's half of it will be for Kent County and half for Sussex. $20,000 of that funding will be used for projects, $5,000 of it will be used for administration. I'd like to have Mr. Jones give a brief background of what we've done over the last year with this funding.
Over a number of years, we've used this funding for a lot of small projects. Sometimes we piggyback against other projects. Other funding. A lot of it's handicap accessibility. A lot of it's showers, handicap ramps, that nature. Because it's such a low funded area, so just $20,000 will be spent, we still can spread it over five jobs this year, which is a good job. Did a lot of difference. A lot of these people, because they're so low income, there's no way they could do it on their own. And this is a situation of getting in the house or getting in a shower or something like that to be able to keep them in their house. So. Definitely excellent program.
Okay, and
any question of council? You have a motion, sir?
I have a resolution.
Do you resolution, want? I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. This is a resolution endorsing a project to be submitted to the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Housing Services for funding and authorizing Todd Lawson, County Administrator, to submit a pre-application, whereas Sussex County Council, in cooperation with Kent County Levy Court, resolves to apply for the Housing Preservation Grant from the Rural Housing Services authorized by Section 533 of the Housing Act 1949, as amended by Section 522 of Title V of the Housing Urban Rural Recovery Act of 1983, where Sussex County has met the pre-application requirements 1944.674 of the Housing Preservation Grant, and where Sussex County is eligible to submit an application for such grant through the Rural Housing Services as stated in Policies and Procedures Manuals, Part 1944, Subpart M, earmarked for the amount of $50,000. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Sussex County Council that after holding public outreach for the project to be included in the pre-application for the Rural Housing Services for the HPG funds endorses the following project, and that is it's housing rehabilitation grants, $20,000 for Sussex County, $20,000 for Kent County, administration $5,000 for Sussex County, $5,000 for Kent County. Be it further resolved by the Sussex County Council that Todd Lawson, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the above-mentioned project to the Rural Housing Services for funding.
Entertain a motion to approve resolution.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Lank, old business, conditional use 1897.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
We have one item of old business this morning. It's the application of Russell V. Banks, conditional use number 1897, to to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bar pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 30.78 acres, more or less, lying east of Route 348, also known as Orange Lane, approximately 800 feet north of Route 349, also known as Old Mill Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 26th of 2011. Council held a public hearing on June 14th of 2011, and the Commission made a recommendation and rendered their decision on June 23rd of 2011. Before you, you have a copy of the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission. It's approximately 11 pages, summarizing the Commission's action and their public hearing. In the Commission's recommendation, on June 23rd of 2011, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1897 for Russell V. Banks for a bar pit based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a bar pit on 30.78 acres more of land. The area covered by the bar pit itself is only approximately 17 acres. The land is a part of several contiguous parcels totaling approximately 106 acres owned by the applicant. Two, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel. The material removed from this site will be used locally and throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. Three, the bar pit operation will be limited to areas that are currently farmed and will not generate significant tree removal. Four, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, DelDOT has stated that entrances for the use as a bar pit are appropriate for and from either County Road 348 or 349, but orally expressed their preference for Road 348 since that provides a more direct route to Route 26. The applicant is proposing an entrance via Road 348. DelDOT will specify entrance and roadway improvements as part of the final site plan review and approval process. Six, the use of the project is of public or semi-public character that will provide a source of fill dirt available to the entire county. This use is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Seven, buffers will be established along all borders. Eight, the bar pit will be isolated and integrated into the existing terrain and surrounded by the natural landscape, as well as incorporating the required buffers and extensive setbacks. This will no obvious bar operation visible from Orange Lane or Old Mill Road that would negatively affect the area. And nine, this recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, no material shall be brought from off-site for processing, mixing, or similar purpose. Two, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. Three, as stated by the applicant, the entrance to the bar pit shall be from Lawrence Lane. However, if dictated by DelDOT, the entrance could be from Old Mill Road within the road frontage of the parcel that is the subject of this application. Four, any roadway or entrance improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the bar pit is not in operation. Five, the hours of operation for the business on this site shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any bar pit activity on Sundays. Six, no material shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer area. Seven, no fuel shall be stored on site for bar pit operations. Eight, no dredging activity shall be permitted on the site. Nine, no dewatering activities will occur on site. Ten, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or placed in the site of the bar pit. 11, the bar pit shall have benches and 3-to-1 slopes, and the slope shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. The pit shall not be greater than 25 feet deep at any point. 12, a final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, reclamation plan, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. 13, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. 14, a buffer shall be maintained along the perimeter of all boundaries of at least 50 feet in width as shown on the preliminary site plan. The buffer area shall include a 30-foot wide vegetated buffer of native species trees. Existing natural vegetation and tree growth within the buffer shall remain undisturbed. 15, every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance with all regulations. 16, the applicant shall comply with all the requirements set forth in Section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. 17, it is recommended that Sussex County Council require performance guarantees to assure completion of any approved reclamation plan pursuant to Section 115-172B-6E. 18, the excavated area shall not exceed 17 acres, which shall be divided into two phases. The second phase shall not be started until the first phase is completed. The phase line shall be the hedgerow line that currently exists across the site. 19, the bar pit shall be no closer than 200 feet from the boundary to property of other ownership, and further no structures shall be built or placed within 200 feet of the limits of excavation. And 20, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. It was stated by Mr. Johnson that he has checked the file for this conditional use, that he has listened to the tape of the public hearing, and that he feels that he can participate in a vote on this project. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the stipulations and conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, unless you have
questions. Any question, Mr. Lank?
Yes. I know in recent approvals, Lars, of borrow pits, there were reclamation plans, but they were specified what they were. They were going to reclaim it like a pond, a wildlife habitat, or a future pond for development lots will be around there or something. It would be, you know, so the neighbors and residents would have some kind of idea what this pond would look like. And the other issue was there was a number of years attached to these pits, because in the past I believe we had problems where pits didn't have any closure, and they could just go on and on and on, and never got to a reclamation plan. So they were just always, you know, however the applicant would leave them and just persist. So anyway. So my question is, how come the P&Z Commission didn't attach a time frame like we did with in the past, just recent ones, and then also the reclamation? Any approved reclamation plan really doesn't give residents again any sense of confidence that
if you're you will note something. On number 12 of the conditions, the final site plan including all pit slopes. One issue, excavation phasing, which there ought to be two, and reclamation plan shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The reclamation plan hasn't been submitted to date.
Has not?
No.
So the commission has no idea what they...
They would have to review it based on what's submitted to them at the time they received the preliminary site plan.
Right, but I'm just saying, when they made this approval, they have no idea what if there is any intent to reclaim it as whatever.
They made specifics that the...
Kind of an unknown.
Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedule designed to create a pleasing.
Conservation district's going to require that, but I'm just saying no. What we saw in the past were, I think, right down the road, Hickman, years ago, he was showing lots. He was going to make it as part of a development. This pit, and then there was the others where a wildlife area. I can remember one of those was going to be habitat and stuff like that. So, for this application, we have no. idea what any kind of reclamation plan may be, because nobody submitted anything and nobody's even indicated anything. So, okay.
Statements and presentation.
All right.
These conditions are basically the same as conditions imposed on the last several applications for bar pit that we've had.
But pretty much the same, except there's a few. Yeah, not exactly.
Right down to every detail, but it's slightly different.
Okay, I understand. I know in the past, Lawrence, we did put like a time frame of 20 years or something like that.
Well, and this is similar to others. On number 15 of the condition that every 5 years after start of excavation,
right,
we have to go in and inspect the site. The applicant has to provide us information, and we have to go to all the agencies to make sure that they're in compliance with those agency approvals.
Didn't we require DNREC to inspect the applicant?
It would. It refers to all appropriate agencies, okay. And that would be the Sussex Conservation District, several divisions within NREC, and DLDOT also. They would have to review every 5 years.
Well, we also, I think, in the past, required them as conditions would change or regulations would change, that they would come into compliance with all current regulations. So that it does, it kind of leaves it. See, in the past, we would approve. We got borrow pits out there that are operating under permits from 30 years ago, and there were no, you know, they're not required to do anything for DNREC. So we know now over the years that, you know, breaking into the water table and contamination can get into the, you know, the groundwater, et cetera, from these pits if they're not done properly. So I think there's something needs to be put in there every 5 years is good, which is what we've done in the past, but they need to come into compliance with any current regulations as they go through the, like I said, this thing's endless. There's no time frame for every 5 years for what, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years?
The project like that could sit dormant almost for a couple of years. They just have to maintain it. They're hauling materials. They can't stop.
I know,
not all materials.
But no, I know. I understand all that. I'm just saying, but there's still this every 5 years for 50 years, for 75 years, for 80 years, right? The way this is written.
Every 5 years, that's the way it's written.
Every 5 years. Okay, that's what I just want to know, because in the past we put a.
You made reference to the older bar pits. They still get a heavy evaluation. They have to go through DNREC and right. The Sussex Conservation District because of their regulation. And as their regulation exists, not as they existed 30 years ago. They are reviewed,
but again, if the permit doesn't really specify that they have to come into compliance, it's hard to make somebody come into compliance if they're an older pit, which, okay. Let me just see if there's any other questions I got right now. No, I guess I'll just. These are just other things I don't agree with. I guess with the findings of P&Z, but there's no sense asking you about those. Okay. But I just was wondering why those areas they should be in. They've done it in the past, and I'm just curious that this has no closure to this pit, and I think it's kind of unfair to the people who live in the residential properties in the area that there is no closure. So I don't know if the rest of the council has any concern about closure.
How many years would you suggest?
I'm not an expert in it, but I just and I didn't hear anything from the applicant how long he thought he needed. But I know in the past we've done around 20 years or something like that. I don't. Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
I do. I'm just saying that should be in there, whether it gets approved or denied. That ought to be one of the conditions that this council's voting on.
I do have a question, Mr. Lank.
Sir.
And I'm referencing our packet, the minutes and stuff of the whatever meeting they had on page 5. Under proposals from the applicant, number 17 talks about every 5 years, after 20 years, every 10 years. Why wouldn't that put in? I think that answers Mr. Cole's question.
I didn't make the motion.
But, I mean, that's all. They proposed doing that, but it's not even in the.
No, they did. And it said the permits shall terminate upon the expiration of 40 years from the date of enactment.
Yeah, they agreed that was one of their suggestions, but it didn't get anywhere in the.
No, I can't answer that question. That was a motion made.
But we could add it.
I just ask if you had any information.
It's impossible to tell somebody how much dirt they're going to sell. They're going to sell 10 loads or 50 loads.
It's got the same. If you read number 17 on page 5, it has nothing to do with how much dirt they're selling.
Mm-mm. On page 5?
I would say that it was considered by Mr. Smith when he made his motion, but the wording is different than what was stated by the applicant. But he did, I have to assume he considered it because he did amend it based on what it was presented.
I mean, because the applicant said that they agreed with doing that.
Mm-hmm. If you read all of 17, it said every 5 years after the start of digging, the Planning and Zoning Department shall perform an inspection of the site. That's included.
Right.
And shall request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the commission can review the comments to verify compliance with all then existing regulations. So that would
Existing. See, I'm concerned about current.
Of it was not included in the motion.
30 years from now, 40 years from now, I mean, we may find out something that we shouldn't be allowing, and with all the residential property. Anyway, just...
Then it talks about it 20 years.
In the past.
The environmental impact study. And it goes on down to other issues, the 10 years, the 40 year.
You're on page 5, isn't
it? Yeah.
Page 5.
Yeah, right, right. All that's
all those things, I mean, that the applicant suggested would mm-hmm. make sense to me that it should be in there. And then in the, also in the same thing, and that the number 17, first sentence, says planning and zoning shall perform. And in their page on their recommendations for number 15, they changed the word from shall to may.
Right.
No, that was the inspection for the staff. You keep reading and it says the...
You look at 1017, it says...
So that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance.
Okay.
Well, that's just my wording. It says shall, can, or whichever.
Well, shall's a better word.
Mm-hmm. And what, on number 16, under the conditions, is it 16? No, 17. Recommend the county council require performance guarantees. What would those be?
I see. That would either be an irrevocable letter of credit, bonding method, something of that sort. It's allowed. It's provided for in the code. I really can't say it's ever been enforced by council to require a bond.
It's just recommended here.
Just recommended.
Mm-hmm. I saw a recommendation, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. Only recommended.
Yeah, these are, you know, I get pretty weak. That's why I say I got a problem with some of the P&Z's suggestions in this.
Okay. Anything else from council?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what George has been concerned, that 17 answered that. I just am confused why P&Z didn't put in their recommendations when it came from the applicant and said they would do all those things.
Shall we amend the conditions to reflect the applicant's suggestions?
I would think so. I mean, okay. that answer most of your questions. I mean, it talks about the 20 years or 5 years.
For the people who support approval, I would just hope that you would include those kind of assurances. The bond, this thing he just talked about, that here's, you know, we may, you know, collect something for some security bond. I mean, it's a little weak, Mike, and I agree with you. It's a little weak. So for the people who are supportive of it, I would hope for the benefit of the people who live in that area who are very concerned about it, that you put in some conditions that actually are enforceable that'll give them some sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. What you got here is a little weak.
Okay, so number 17, as written by the applicant, would satisfy most of that.
Would help.
I think it answers a lot of questions. I mean, I think between that and the fact that on their recommendation it talks about the performance guarantees that's something we should do. I mean, those two things, yeah.
Okay. Would you vote for that, George, if we change that? If we change it to suit you? Can we change that to suit you?
Sam, you do. You just worry about Sam. Don't worry about George Cole, please. Thank you.
I need to worry about you, George.
No, you do not. You got enough to worry about. Your hands are full.
Lawrence.
Sir.
Mr. Lank, excuse me. With number 17 as written by the applicant, do you see any problem with including that verbatim into the conditions?
Do I? No.
You don't? Okay, I'll make that
it
motion.
It was offered by the applicant.
Okay.
And what you're talking about now is looking at the conditions, not the actual approval of the project.
Correct. I'll make a motion that we include the applicant's suggestion of number 17 verbatim into the conditions.
As number 15.
As
replace
number
15.
To replace number 15, correct. That's my motion. I think that satisfies George.
Well, no, I don't satisfy George. I'm just trying to twist it around. This is George. I'm just concerned.
This is simply a motion to amend and change 15 from what it currently says.
I think 40 years is way excessive. But
to the 17 on their recommendations.
You'll not be here, George.
Way out of line. 40 years is way out of line.
Tammy, you want to second that?
I'll second it.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Wilson, to change number 15 under conditions from what it currently states to include item 17 from the applicant's recommendations. It was on page 5 of the document. We'll take the vote. Any question on that?
We're just voting on that one, right?
On the amending that, yes.
Okay.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
In order to satisfy Mr. Cole, I'll vote yes.
It's not Wilson. About
poor boys.
Mr. Wilson?
I say the same thing. Satisfy George.
Political distraction.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
I feel like I'm in high school, but go ahead.
And Lawrence, on their number 17 in the conditions, how do we make that occur? I mean, I know it says it's recommended. What? Mm-hmm. How would we word that, or Mr. Moore, to make sure that that does in fact happen?
Now, the 17 on
page 10.
That was a recommendation of the commission.
Do you require what, a reclamation plan?
No. Talks about guarantees.
Oh, the guarantee. Okay, performance.
17.
Okay, I'm looking at 17.
They approve reclamation.
It would be.
Mr. Moore?
Yes, or Mr. Lank, we could simply change it that the applicant have in place performance guarantees to assure completion. And then upon approval of the, at the time of the site plan approval.
Can I change that a little?
Sure.
The applicant shall provide performance guarantees to assure completion of any approved reclamation plan pursuant to the code as it's written, as approved by the county attorney.
Okay.
I make that motion.
Yes.
I'll second.
That will, now Everett, to be just right, that what we're saying now, that will take the place of our current number 17 under conditions.
If that's your motion,
we're
going to
amend
yes.
that, right?
Yes.
And that would occur at what point now? Reclamation, are we saying that would be, in how many years? 40?
The guarantee, the reclamation.
Mr. Lank, mm-hmm. could you answer Mr. Deaver's question?
Pardon?
We're talking about reclamation that will occur in 40 years, and is that part of our conditions?
It would be over time.
Over time.
So they have two phases,
uh-huh.
and it should be doing reclamation as they finish phases. Mm-hmm. That way they don't jump from one corner of the property to the other.
Like not total reclamation. Is
right.
We're talking.
It would be total reclamation, but would be at the end. But
yes.
There should be reclamation as they proceed through phases.
Right. Oh, was phase one.
Is that are those guarantees in here, though, Lawrence?
Probably not.
Probably not. Thank you. That was just.
I just.
No, I agree with you 100%. No, I agree with you. It's just not written here. That's the problem.
You're right.
What Lawrence is saying is not in the conditions. So either tighten it up.
How do we get that in the conditions, Mr. Lang?
I think they need to be some serious reworking. But
we've not done this to others, have we?
No.
Say
like discrimination to me.
Mr. Lang, are you still revising the language in 17?
I was still working on 17.
That's what I was asking.
Right. I wanted to recall what I had on 17, never go to the other one.
I think we ought to send it back to P&Z and get it right.
Okay, let's go back to 17 and finish it. The applicant shall provide performance guarantees to ensure completion of any approved reclamation plan pursuant to section 115-172B6E. As approved by the county attorney.
You going somewhere?
I said 2 years.
That sounds good to me, and I'll make that motion.
Mr. Phillips has a motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson seconds to amend item number 17 under conditions as read by Mr. Lank. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. That motion carries. Anything else from council?
That we still don't have any kind of a reclamation plan was never alluded to by the applicant that what we 40 years what the people could expect. Because I know in a past one we had wildlife habitat.
But isn't that done by
that's planning?
No, that many. Now the applicants are usually in here trying to sell us on these things. They're trying to tell us how great it'll be in 40 years or 20 years or whatever years because they're going to provide something for the community like wildlife habitat or a pond for some residential lots or a number of things. But,
okay, but again, that's not in here. But, that
but I mean, for, you know, 40 years down the road, somebody might have some grandkids growing up living in their house. They might, you know, grandpa could say, you know, someday that borrow pit 40 years from now could be a X, whatever the X is. I don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is. So anyway, I just, again, I think we need to have some kind of indication what the heck it's going to be reclaimed as.
In the
it could be reclaimed as a borrow pit.
All done, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I could go forever.
Well, you're not going to.
I know.
Isn't that part of what the Planning and Zoning Board approves is the reclamation plan?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's basically on number 12 refers to what the reclamation plan shall include.
And they have to present that before they do any work?
Yes, they do.
So there's got to be reclamation plan approved by Planning and Zoning before there's any borrow pit work done. Is that correct?
So, yes. Suggestion.
And if that plan is in black and white and very very succinct, then how come the old borrow pits don't have a reclamation plan? Is that, you know, what kind of code do you
have? The old plans?
Yeah.
The old plans were, each one was approved a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't say, yes, it's going to be a subdivision after the borrow mm-hmm. pit's completed because
okay.
there's another process to go through a subdivision.
Well, what does the planning and zoning have to look at in order to come up with a plan? In other words, how do we have some assurance as to what they can and can't do on that? Because we don't, that's out of our hands, so I'm wondering.
No, it isn't out of our
technically
hands.
Technically, it's not out of your hands. It's, if it's a subdivision, it would be out of your hands because the commission has the final authority on a subdivision. But if it's any other type of application, whether they were going to use it for RPC or something of that nature or conditional use, mm-hmm. they would have to come back
to
us.
Come back to us, yes. But we don't know what it will be.
We don't. We don't know what it will be.
Lawrence, on those conditional uses, we see a plan, and we approve, we, the county council, approves a plan. You're asking us in this conditional use permit to approve a plan that nobody's seen.
So, right? Seen
so,
a plan.
So that's the difference. I mean, I'm just saying, with we conditional uses, usually what you see is what, you know, there's you adopt what's on those maps. But he just shows a hole. He's just showing a hole. But in the past, we've seen where they have lots or something or wildlife or some kind of plan or some indication.
What you saw was their preliminary plan for what they proposed.
Okay, right. Okay.
The commission then made recommendations, 20-some or 20, and the council is now considering them. Then the applicant has to take that plan and depict or note all these conditions. It would basically show you the same thing.
Okay, but
except it's got
still
more detail.
Okay.
Okay.
Something else they can't
do. Those conditions will have to be in that.
Right. Okay. Can I make a suggestion for your question about the reclamation?
Yes, sir.
Being ongoing? That's a little word here. If you look at number 12
okay.
for the conditions. So the final site plan, including all the pit slopes, excavation, phasing, and reclamation plan, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedule designed to create a pleasing appearance. To satisfy your question, to keep it ongoing, you know, the reclamation. Mm-hmm. So by everybody would establish their buffers, et cetera. If you could add reclamation of the site shall be ongoing as phases progress. That way there's something, as they finish the phase, say back in the northwest corner, then they reclaim that section, thereby it starts reclaiming itself and it's growing while they're still doing the operation, so that by the time the whole project's finished, they would just have to finish the final area that they're completing.
Are they required to close one down before they start another one?
No, they haven't been. Technically, they would probably have to go through that area to get to the first
mm-hmm.
area.
Okay.
So it's typically access is the issue because there's only one access point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
that
Mr.
would
Lang,
be a suggestion.
Would you read that was number 12, and you had a sentence to add to it?
I would add a suggested sentence subject to the Mr. Moore's review.
Okay.
Okay. Number 12, as written, and the addition of reclamation of the site shall be ongoing as phases progress.
That sound reasonable, Mr. Moore, that sentence?
Shall be ongoing as?
Phasing progress, or progresses, excuse me, or phases progress. There's actually only two phases, basically, the way it was submitted. Okay. One on each side of the hedgerow.
Yes, if there was a phasing plan, or then it
would
make sense. Right.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second,
Mr. Wilson, to amend number 12 with the sentence adding that Mr. Lank read to us in the record. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else from council? If not, we can read the short title, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a dirt borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31.02 acres, more or less, as amended. And the original conditions were with conditions as amended. The original conditions were found on pages 9 and 10 of the handout. There were 20 conditions. Item number 12 has been approved, amended 15 and 17 as they were moved upon and amended.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use 1897 with the conditions as amended. Any questions on that? We'll now take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Well, we had a hearing, and there was a lot of people who offered various testimony. This is what's going to be a heavy use in the middle of many, many homes that the Sussex County Council had approved in the past. And it conflicts with those uses. It's going to create a disruption in their lifestyle. And my concern is that they also talked about the fact that it was a public hearing, and this is something that they have an opportunity to come and comment on. And if we're just going to approve every conditional use point blank, whether it's good or bad, then what use do we have why have a public hearing? If it's something by right, then it just ignores every use around it. They brought up points that the roads around it are narrow, and DelDOT had wanted the applicant to use a particular road, but he's not using that. He's using Iron Branch Road or something. That's a very narrow road, has no shoulders. That's a very, very quiet residential road, very narrow. And picturing the loaded dump trucks going in and out of that is not a pretty picture. And they also mentioned that they do not know who actually owns the property. Now, it's just something that was mentioned in testimony, and I'm concerned about that. They were concerned about contamination of their drinking water. What we drink, of course, here in Sussex County comes from the ground. And it's very important that these wells and their drinking water be protected. They talked about that there are nearby borrow pits, many of them, and there's really no need to disrupt this community and put this one in. They feel that the dump trucks are in and out of the property are a danger to the children in the community. And let's see, what else? They talked about, I see we have many, many conditions, and but actually Sussex County generally functions as a complaint-driven government. We don't enforce, other than this every five-year plan, we don't really enforce what goes on, and that puts the onus on the people who live there to try to enforce these conditions, which is not something that we should be doing. It's not practical, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't see when it's going to actually expire, but perhaps with the new conditions it may. But we don't have enough information to know what happens when it closes, and so we've got a situation. Even with these changes that were just adopted, it's still a mistake. I vote no.
Mr. Cole.
You'll have to be there with me too, Mr.
Sorry,
President, because
yeah,
one of the reasons is that when planning and zoning votes to recommend unanimously for a proposal, and I feel that they got it wrong, I need to, I guess, go through it, make sure I cover the point. So anyway, Planning and Zoning gave some reasons for their approval, and one of them was in number two of their reasoning. There was a need exists for dirt and sand and gravel, and there are numerous pits in the area that many of them aren't even anywhere near at capacity or actually currently doing much work, and probably could use the business to help their pits move on and their financial impacts that they have personally. But anyway, so number two said there was a need exists for dirt and gravel, and it says the material removed from the site will be used locally, and here's the part that bothers me, throughout the county for a variety of reasons. When we approve these pits, one of the reasons is not to provide dirt for throughout the county. We don't want dirt trucks riding from Seaford to Rehoboth. We don't want them going from Millville to Greenwood or wherever. You want to have a pit in the area because there's a need in the area. Well, this area has got a number of pits, and many of them are still approved and still operating. So to suggest that we need this pit because there's a need throughout the county is, I think, again, a poor reason that the Planning and Zoning used. Number four, the project and conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties and communities. For years, this has been in a development district. There are thousands of homes, residential homes, I mean thousands, that have been approved, built, residential lots approved at the end of this street, this one road. So I disagree that the project will not have an adverse impact because, again, these are not compatible uses. You've got something that's going to be more like an industrial use versus a residential use. Down on number six again, they talked about how the it'll be a public and semi-public character, will provide a source of filled dirt through the entire county. Again, a very poor reason to support this borrow pit in Millville to provide dirt for the entire county. Doesn't make sense. I think, again, not a valid reason. Then number eight, they talked about how the borrow pit will be isolated. I don't know how you can be isolated when you're surrounded by thousands of residential properties. And you've also got adjoining property owners that have negotiated with developers and are looking to develop their lands. So therefore, I go back to the land use planning is a process that started years ago, and the state law requires the county to engage in this process. We adopt ordinances to guide us and for the planning and the growth of this county. The land use plan currently refers to this area in question as an AR1 district. And also, at the same time, it's not only that, it's also in a future development district, and that's because we have planned for sewer and other infrastructure to support this future growth. And the growth we're talking about is AR1 growth, medium residential growth. They're not talking about industrial type of growth. So also currently the county has approved, and I just alluded to it a minute ago, thousands. I'm talking Bay County was started 25 years ago, one of the first planned communities in that area. Cripple Creek Golf Course, Country Club, attracting hundreds of people on a daily basis going back there. You got now Sawgrass, you got the Greens, you got Mallard Landing, you got any number, and Lawrence, I don't know, no sense asking, thousands of units. At least, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 units have been approved on that one road. Let me see, I lost my car. Okay, 20 years, like I said, some of it, this isn't something that just happened recently. It's been going on quite a while. So currently property owners, and I've been contacted by a number of them who own large farms that are still existing or still farming, God bless them. They've also been negotiating when the development was the big thing that was pushing everything in that area. These farmers have negotiated, and these property owners, with developers. Now the market's gone a little sour. Everybody's hoping that market will come back, and their property will be, again, very desirable for residential development. And one of the most successful residential developments right now is currently right in that immediate area. So you've impacted the property rights of people who own real estate in a development district that's also zoned AR1. They have rights, and we need to protect their rights. And their rights are that they want to develop their property as a residential property. These people need to be able to look to county government as a source of protection. Borrow pits and residential property, as alluded by Mrs. Deaver, are not compatible uses. Everybody knows that. Anytime you go to any kind of land use workshop, they'll tell you the same thing. You can't have these kind of uses side by side or in near proximity, or you will have issues of, you know, different things happening. So because of a borrow pit, if you dropped one in on that road, you would have new traffic patterns. You would have a large number of trucks mixing with the, you know, the local residential traffic. And that, again, is not desirable. You're also looking at noise, dust, and other things that, again, prove that they're not compatible uses. So, therefore, approving this conditional use permit for this activity is not supported by any good land use planning principles. And so I do not agree with the findings of P&Z. And I pointed out numerous reasons why they got it wrong. We had a big conversation here about going through all their points here, and we even tried to correct them on the fly. So I would just hope that the council would think that 40 years is excessive, especially in an area that is so desirable for residential development, that we all of a sudden change the track on that whole area and drop a borrow pit for 40 years in the midst of all that. So my vote's no. Thank you, Mr. President, for your patience.
I'd remind Mr. Cole that I believe you voted for the 40-year provision. And I would also like to say that it's obvious that many of the concerns that were raised during the public hearing had been addressed through these conditions. These conditions have been used a multitude of times for other borrow pits, yet we have added to them today, discriminating against this landowner to the benefit of the local community. But with the conditions, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'm going to vote yes, but I'm going to tell you why I'm going to vote yes. Some of these things are really false when they say they're false, narrow roads. I've been there personally. I looked, checked those roads. I measured the width of those roads. Those roads are the same width as any other road in Sussex County. There are no difference. I have farm trucks that run down the roads, the same width of roads. I would hate to think that neighbors would come and say, Sam, you should not run down your road because it's getting too narrow. This is all foolishness talk. It says dirt pits. George says they're going to haul dirt from down there to Seaford. That's a ridiculous statement. If he'd been in business, he would know that you can't physically make money by competing with somebody 40 miles away. You're only going to do business within that area. It's ridiculous to make statements like that. It says, so I just think, George, you're so far off pit today. And he says there's many dirt pits hardly being used. If this be the case, these dirt pits are not being used, why worry about it? They're going to go out there and dig a few holes out of the ground there and get started, dig a small area. So why is he worried about it? The trucks are not going to be using it because they're saying they're not hardly being used. So they're not being used. So it's ridiculous to say they're going to overuse the roads. So I vote for it. Yes, my vote is yes.
Thank you, sir. I do understand Mrs. Deaver and Mr. Cole's questions and concerns. I was not at the public hearing that we had. I have since listened to the tapes and read the minutes of those processes. A couple of things, I guess, that when we talk about there are other pits in that area, I do understand that, but I think this is certainly an economic issue, that if there are other pits there, I would assume they're going to sell the dirt. And they're not going to buy off Mr. Banks if he's too high with his dirt or whatever. So I think that's certainly just part of the economy. DelDOT did, in fact, specify to use Road 348. They've agreed to do that. There's no question about the road they're going to use. If the roads are going to be damage done to them, or that's all still going to be approved by DelDOT in that process. I realize there are property rights for both parties involved, those around there and the property owner. I think we changed the conditions presented by planning and zoning that answer some of the questions I had in my mind, and I think they were good changes and will give some good outcome with the borrow pit. Stating all that, I will vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
And it is brought before council. Mr. Guy. I'm sorry. We'll now have a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
For pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're going to executive session.
Are we going to stay in here, Mr. President?
Need to stay in here. Is there enough people to stay in? Okay, yes. We will stay in this room for executive session. We ask everybody from the public to please leave the room while we have executive session.